We're First Communion kids. Put your hand up, would you please? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Is that right? 13. Okay. Did you know Jesus could cook? Did you know Jesus could cook? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Most people don't know that. But apparently he was a pretty good cook. Because you read that in the gospel this morning where he prepared a breakfast for his buddies who were out fishing. So he kind of helped them find some fish, and then he said, come on in, have breakfast with me. And he had it all prepared for them. He seems like he's always kind of looking out for us. You know, and after the resurrection, how many times where he would suddenly, they would be somewhere, and he would suddenly appear, and they would be eating. Jesus apparently, he loved food, didn't he? You kind of get that idea? How many times did you say? 3 times? 4 times? 3 times. 3, okay. We'll take that, okay? But he apparently just enjoyed food, because usually with food, you know, you got people to talk to, right? You're sitting around the table with your family or something. You sit around, you talk things over, you find out what's happening in the world, you find out what your parents wanted you to do and you didn't do, ready to guide you. So this is, and you learn how to get along with each other, you learn how to eat things that you may not necessarily like, but you find out that they're really supposed to be good for you. So you learn all, your parents teach you all that. That's where you sit around the table when you eat, so that they can guide you. Because there's a lot of stuff in this world that we think we know, but we really don't know. And the way we're going to learn is by love us the most, to teach us and to guide us. Now you noticed in the last several weeks how your parents have been helping you to prepare for this day. And what's so special about today? What's so special about today? Who wants to say? What's so special? First Communion. And what happens in your First Communion? The body and blood of who? So it's a very special occasion, isn't it? After a while, when we finish, we're going to have the renewal of our baptismal promises, because remember, it's through your baptism that all of this stuff got started. Because when we were baptized, we became part of God's family. I mean, we're like his kids. So that you really have a right now, as you're getting old enough to understand a little better, right now to sit at his table. And Jesus can sit there and share dinner with you. He can talk to you, and hopefully you will listen to him. And he makes sure that you get good food, not only for your physical well-being, but especially for your spiritual life. You know, how many times have you seen pictures of children, say, in different parts of the world where they don't have adequate food and who are starving? You know, you've seen that, haven't you? Seen those pictures? It just really makes you feel real bad, doesn't it? That here, most of us have plenty to eat and probably a little more than we need. And here there's people in the world that have absolutely nothing. Sometimes they just take water and mix a little dirt in it to eat, just to fill their stomachs with something, you know? And we look at them and we say, I have to share what I have with them. But here they are in that part of the world where, unfortunately, too many people, too many children have to suffer so badly from not getting enough to eat. You know, and unfortunately in our spiritual lives, that happens too. You know, Jesus gave us his body and blood as food. That sounds kind of strange, but we're talking about spiritual stuff. But he gave us his body and blood as food because he said your spirit needs to be nourished too. You know, if you're going to be healthy and strong and play and study and learn and all that kind of stuff, you need good food to nourish your bodies. You have to be healthy. And so that's why we try to eat good food, get exercise and all that kind of stuff. Well, Jesus said, if you want to grow to be like me, And that's what we're all, because remember, through our baptism, we became part of his family. So he says, you're my kids. I'm going to raise you the way I want you to grow up and to be a good influence in our world. But he said, I'm going to make sure you have the right kind of food. So we have the word that he gives to us. Like we said, your parents sit around with you and talk to you and teach you, and your teachers in the classroom, you know, they teach you, your religious you, so that you know the right things. Well, Jesus said, you're going to sit at my table. And the word that I give to you, we have, we read it. We had the beautiful gospel reading today. The readings, the Bible, is the way he teaches us. That's one way. But the way he nurtures us so that we become healthy and strong is through the Eucharist, through his body and blood. So it becomes a Christian life. This is not just for the kids. This is for all of us. How extremely important it is that if we're going to ever grow to be what Christ calls us to be in this world, what he sends us to be in this world, we need the Eucharist. We need that food to nurture us, to nurture our spirit. Because otherwise it's very easy for us to become very indifferent, very lazy. We just don't seem to care a whole lot. And then nothing happens. So today is the first time you're going to come to the table. Jesus invites you to the table. Like the gospel said, he's prepared a meal for you. And the meal is his own body and blood. And he said, with that, I will nurture the goodness that is in you, so that you will become more and more like Jesus in your lifetime. But remember, you don't eat just once. No. This isn't going to get you very far, is it? No, you wouldn't feel too good. You'd be tired, you'd be lazy, you'd want to sleep all the time. Well, Jesus said, we need food. We need it a lot. And especially in our world today, to do what we're supposed to do as Catholics in this world today, to do what we're supposed to do in this world, we have to be strong and healthy. And the way we're going to be that way is by receiving. And so that means that you should do it regularly. Every Sunday that you come to Mass, every time you come to Mass, you should come to receive the body and blood of Jesus to get more and more spiritual strength so that you can be the person that Jesus called you to be. Today is a very special day for all of you, each your families. Families love to celebrate. I have a great niece who's celebrating her first communion 2 weeks. I'm not sure I'll be able to get there for the party, I'll get there for the party. I'm not sure I'll get there for the Mass. But anyway, it's a very special time. It's a very special time for the community, for Resurrection Parish. It's very important that we continue to nurture the children, because they bring the new life. They bring growth to the community, and we need that. We all need it. And parents and godparents and grandparents, you know how significant your role is in all of this. It is extremely important. And above all, you model for them, for these kids today. You model for them what it means to be a Christian. By what you say, by what you do, the manner in which you do it, that's the way we teach them. And you encourage them and you show them how important it is to share the body of Jesus. So congratulations to all you kids, to your families. I hope this day is a day you remember forever. And since this all starts from baptism, when we become God's kids, we're going to renew our baptismal promises now, okay? So would you all stand? And children, please step into the aisle.